Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to talk briefly, famous last words, about cold callers again. I've just been listening to a post by Claire Bland in which she described being harassed by a company in the name of EDF with an area code of 0191 Newcastle, which I didn't know was a Newcastle number. And I actually have had a call which I didn't get to in time, or I just plain ignored. I can't remember. When I did 1471, that was the code, because I remember thinking, I don't know where that is. So that was probably the same company or something similar. Already today, I've had three cold calls. Actually, I think I've probably had four, but I didn't get to one in time, and I didn't even bother to see who it was. I've had two regarding PPI, one to my landline, one to my mobile. Sorry, that's my little dog. And I have had another one, which was partly my own fault, because I filled in a survey from a load of companies, and they said they were going to enter me into a draw for Marks and Spencer's vouchers. And I suppose I should have just said no, thank you, because now I'm getting... I mean, one of the calls I had was about the pension schemes, which is a useful thing for me, because I did need to sort out about my work pensions, because they've really lapsed, and I have no idea how they're performing. I have no idea what's going on with them at all, and I've got no correspondence regarding them, because I forgot to tell them my change of address three times, and obviously they're sending all the paperwork to the wrong place, and any paperwork I did have up to that point has been lost in the fire. So that was something useful. But I've had a few other calls following up from that. Last night I had one from Guide Dogs. Even though I told this company that I'm a guide dog owner and my husband already sponsors a guide dog puppy, they still rang me and they said, do you know anything about guide dogs? And I said, yes, I've got one. And they said, oh, okay. How long have you been supported by the service? And I said, about 30 years. And he went, okay. I expect you know more about it than I do. And I thought, yeah, you're damn right I do. Anyway, he said, I don't suppose you'd be interested in sponsoring a puppy. And I'm really annoyed with this survey company, because I actually told them that we already do that. So they shouldn't be passing on my details to somebody like that, because I've already told them no. And then I got another call off the back of that saying, would I be prepared to support a charity like Great Ormond Street Hospital or anything? I forget, there was a couple of others. I think it might have been NSPCC and something else. And I said, I would do, but I can't afford it at the moment. I already support one charity. They didn't ask what it was. It's actually WaterAid, because I feel that everyone in the world has the right to not die from drinking water, or shouldn't have to walk miles to get water, and even then it's not clean. So that is my thing, and no one forced it on me. I saw an advert about it. I kept seeing the same advert or similar ones, and I kept thinking, I must do that, and then I did. And so that's my charity of choice. I don't really like having it thrust on me, but that's another subject, really. So anyway, that was yesterday. So today I've had two about PPI. We've been trying to contact you. And then I had another one as a result of the survey. Now, one of the questions they asked me was about my broadband in the original survey that I did. They asked me if I was tied into a contract. And to be honest, I don't even know. I don't know what contract. Usually they're 2 years and I've never renewed it. So maybe it was done automatically. I don't know, because I've been with Virgin for 3 years now. And I know I've had problems with them because they're doing all this upgrade and it's taking months. But basically, I'm pleased with the service because it doesn't use BT lines. It's cable, and that's completely different. And since I've been in this house, I've had nothing but trouble with BT. I had a trouble with BT, and then I had Sky, and that went through the BT lines, and the internet was terrible. And I said to him, look, he asked me about my broadband. I said, look, he was from Sky, or a marketing company on behalf of Sky. He said, look, we want to see if we can give you a cheaper package than what you're getting now. And I said, look, I've got to warn you that all calls are recorded. I said, okay. I said, but can I just tell you that there was no chance of me changing back. I said, I've had Sky. I wasn't unhappy with Sky in itself, but what I don't like and what I will never, ever go back to is anything that uses a BT landline. I said, I've done all that and I've moved on from it, and that's why I'm with Virgin now. And I said, I won't change. I said, there's no point you talking to me. You're actually wasting both our time because I'm not going to change back. And I said, I think I'm right in saying that every internet supplier in this country uses BT land, BT lines, apart from Virgin, which is cable and it's completely different. He didn't say yes or no, but I think that is the case. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. I said, so therefore, I will never consider going over to another company because I'm not going back there. I've been there, I've done that. And I wasn't rude or anything, but what annoys me about these people is their failure to take the hint and just back off. Because he then started saying, why don't I just give you a quote? I mean, you can just tell me about it and tell me what you're paying. And I said, look, please, I'm trying to be polite here. I'm not going to change. I said, you're wasting your time and mine. Please accept my answer. I'm not going to change. I don't want to even discuss it with you. I don't even know why this survey people just put that down because so I expect more calls like that. And that's my own fault, I suppose, because I shouldn't have filled that in the beginning. And I won't do it again because I had another one. They rang up yesterday to do another one. And I said, no, that was for a free holiday. I'm literally being driven insane with these cold calls. And some of them, these ones, which are the result of the surveys, are ones I filled in. So I've only got myself to blame, that one survey I filled in. But the others are for other people, Anna Tennant, Victoria Tennant, Lorraine Smith, to name but a few. I haven't had unless it was the call I didn't answer today, we haven't had any more people or the same person asking for Anna Tennant. The next time someone suggested, and I'm going to do this, if she rings me again, I'm just going to say, look, I'm sorry, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to tell them that the police are monitoring the call because I think they're from abroad because their number doesn't show up, as I've said before, and I don't think that they will want to keep ringing back if they think that's the case. I mean, if there was someone in this country, they'd probably know that that's not happening, but they don't necessarily know in other countries how things are done here. So I will say that because, quite honestly, it's beyond a joke. Every time my phone rings, I think, oh, here we go. And it's constant. I get like 4 or 5 calls a day at least. And that's not including the ones to my mobile, which happen. And I don't even know where they got that number from. I thought I heard a couple of months ago that they were trying to bring in some legislation to stop all this. Because, to be honest, everyone is really, 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 really fed up with it. They've got nothing that... We've heard the same old things over and over again. There's PPI, wiping off your debt. What other ones are there? They're the two main ones. You can trade in your boiler, your gas boiler. That's another one. That was one of these automated things that we've had. At least those ones you can just disconnect the call. But the ones where people actually speak to you and they just don't seem to take no for an answer. And in the end, I feel I'm in danger of telling them where to get off. In fact, when the phone rang earlier, it was an automatic one again. I said, if that's going to be asking for... If she asks for Anna Tennant again, she's going to be told where to get off in no uncertain terms. And I mean in no uncertain terms. Actually, it wasn't one of the automatic ones. It was the automated ones. It was the bloke talking about the TV, the broadband. And then I had one a couple of months ago to my mobile. We believe that you're entitled to some compensation after the accident you had recently. And I said, I haven't had an accident recently. Are you sure? Yes. Well, are you sure none of your friends or family have had an accident? I mean, this is what I mean. Why? I mean, why don't they just give up and say, okay, sorry, that was my mistake. Or not even say my mistake, just say, okay, sorry, thanks for your time. But then he was insistent. Are you sure one of your friends or family haven't had an accident? I said, no, thankfully they haven't. Then he went on to say, are you sure none of your friends or family have had an accident and put you down as the contact point of contact? I mean, you know, why do it? Are they that desperate to get clients? I suppose they must be. They're probably on really crap wages or something, and you know, as many people as they can draw in probably puts their wages up. I don't know. I'm only surmising, because I can't see any other reason why they would be so insistent when you've just told them plainly, no, you haven't been involved in an accident. No, none of your family or friends. No, no one has been given your number as a contact number. Anyway, that's my rant over, and I will let you know if I have any more cold calls today, and I'm sure it's not over yet because it's only 2 o'clock.